The Biden administration is working on some new protections for airline passengers. Among the proposals from the Department of Transportation is a change that could make it easier for you to get refunds when you don't get a service that you paid for. Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Peter.
And first of all, what is the problem that the Department of Transportation is trying to solve?
Well, last year, there was a surge, Peter, in complaints about airlines. That came after several years of some airlines actually doing better compared to what had been a historically poor reputation. But yeah, last year, 102,000 complaints, up from 15,000 a year earlier. Whoa. And 87% of those complaints, Peter, were about refunds. You can imagine why. During the pandemic, people were trying to get their money back for flights that they weren't able to take. But just overall, people unhappy with airlines, even though they weren't flying.
Tell me what kind of refunds we're talking about here. Is it just for canceled flights or is it something else?
Well, it can be, but it's other things, too. And this is as first reported by Politico, Peter. Legislators want to do something about, you know, what happens if you pay for a checked bag and the bag doesn't show up, or all of those other optional fees, which are relatively unregulated, right? Speedy boarding, let's say, right? And then what if you don't get to board first? Not really regulations about those right now. And that's the kinds of things that we're talking about here, which have gone on for years, but sort of come to the forefront now because of everything that happened last year. People paying fees for trips in some cases they didn't take.
Yeah, I see that the Department of Transportation is also looking to change how airlines actually inform customers about baggage and cancellation fees. What's that about?
Right. So this would standardize all of that. And there are some airlines, Peter, that are already doing something like what the department is proposing. But again, right now, just kind of voluntary. Delta and Alaska Airlines, for example, are two that already provide some kind of compensation if your bag isn't there within a certain amount of time. You know, your flight comes in and more than 20 minutes later, your bag's not on the carousel, you're going to get something back. But right now, that's just sort of an airline by airline thing. And they want to see more of that and standardization in terms of those alerts.
I see from the Transportation Department that baggage and change and cancellation fees, they add up to nearly $9 billion. And that's in 2019. So what kind of impact might this have on the airline's bottom line?
Yeah, they're called ancillary fees, but the word kind of a misnomer when you see a figure like that. Obviously, a core part of the revenue right now. Well, you know, it's not that they're planning to eliminate these fees, but airlines would have to really show people that, you know, you're getting what you pay for in terms of the speedy boarding, the bag or what have you. So if they can't get it right, then that revenue, at least some of it, would be at risk.
Yeah. Just briefly, Seth, tell me, how did the 4th of July weekend holiday travel go? I heard there's some kind of, it was kind of tough out there.
Yeah, it was. And part of that's because of airlines that had sort of ramped up their ambitions to carry to carry people faster than they were actually able to do at American Airlines. A lot of cancellations, Southwest too, some cancellations. It was a busy weekend, the busiest of the pandemic era, at least at the airport still. Down about 20% compared to 2019, the last normal year. But on the roads, Peter, the firm Arrivalist, which tracks GPS data, says it was fully back to 2019 levels.
Oh, wow. That's good news and bad news, I guess. Here and Now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter.